With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Vice President Vance is expressing optimism about the fragile ceasefire agreement in Gaza between Israel and Hamas. He's visiting Israel today and has joined with the other U.S. envoys at a press conference to talk about the prospects for a lasting peace. White House correspondent Greg Clarkson reports President Trump has a warning for Hamas.
Following weekend skirmishes involving Hamas militants, the president said the situation will be taken care of very quickly.
We made a deal with Hamas that, you know, they're going to be very good, they're going to behave, they're going to be nice, and if they're not, we're going to go and we're going to eradicate them if we have to. They'll be eradicated, and they know that.
He dispatched U.S. envoys to Israel this week to shore up the fragile ceasefire in Gaza. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, as a government shutdown enters now a fourth week, Senate Republicans say they have no intention of bowing to Democrat demands for $1.5 trillion in new spending. That will just drive up the national debt further. Senator Tom Cotton.
We've been clear all along that if the Democrats want to advocate for your tax dollars to fund health care for illegal aliens or any other such foolish ideas, they're welcome to do so after the government is reopened.
And despite the doom and gloom predictions about the impact of tariffs, one of the big three car makers offers a rosier financial outlook.
General Motors anticipates a smaller than feared impact from tariffs, and the automaker is boosting its full-year adjusted earnings forecast as its third quarter performance topped Wall Street's expectations. General Motors reduced its expectations for the full-year gross impact from tariffs to a range of $3.5 billion to $4.5 billion. Its previous guidance was for $4 billion to $5 billion. Rich Thomason, Washington.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up by 275 points. This is SRN News. California taking a major step to promote the gay agenda.
Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a new law that will require all schools in the state to print the phone number of an LGBT hotline on student ID cards. The law covers schools from elementary through college. The hotline will direct kids to the Trevor Project, a radical organization that provides youngsters a platform for them to discuss their, quote, gender identities. The Trevor Project also promotes the LGBT agenda in all 50 states. Michael Harrington reporting.
A big church-state separation battle is taking place in Massachusetts. An atheist group is suing to prevent the city of Quincy from setting up statues of two Catholic saints outside a new police station. The Freedom From Religion Foundation filed the suit and has been joined by the American Civil Liberties Union and Americans United for the Separation of Church and State. This is SRN News. A Los Angeles-bound passenger jet out of Omaha made a U-turn because of a false alarm. Here's correspondent Mike Hempen.
Pilots aboard American Airlines Flight 6469 mistakenly thought someone was trying to break into the cockpit yesterday, resulting in a return flight to the Omaha airport 40 minutes after taking off for Los Angeles. An American spokesman says the intercom that pilots and flight attendants used to speak to each other had been left on by accident. The pilots heard some static sound over the intercom. They mistakenly thought someone was trying to break in. The Omaha Airport Authority says there was no security-related incident at the airport. I'm Mike Hempen.
The latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey finds 9 months into President Trump's second term, voters now have a slightly less favorable view of Democrats than they do of Republicans. You'll find more of these stories at SRNNews.com.